This is the Riley Rose and Seamus podcast. What the hell is even going on in the world?
Yeah, so big news. Next month, people that had purchased tickets to Miss Muddy will actually not be able to go to Miss Muddy because it's no longer an event. So this was going to happen at the Henty Machinery Field Days site. Mm. It won like a wild card entry for the location. And it's really sad because I don't think anyone's getting a refund.
Oh.
Because the company's gone into liquidation.
Oh, so, yeah, they ain't getting refunds.
In a statement, the company said there are no funds available to enable refunds for the upcoming events. So essentially, if you've purchased a ticket to Miss Muddy,
you ain't getting it back.
You aren't getting your money back. So
I wonder how much the tickets were.
They pay between $70 and $90 for entry, which is a lot of money when you consider you're not getting that back.
Let's just think about, I see no value. I don't see any appeal to these events. I will not pay $90 to like get full of mud, ruin my clothes, and just do obstacles.
Well, I'm actually surprised that they have been going as long as they have been, because a few years ago I worked at Miss Muddy.
Did you? Like doing... That's what, little promo girl?
Yeah,
little mud shirt.
Well, I used to be a promo girl. So, we went out there, right, and it was a really
hot,
massive task, you know, like to get all the inflatable obstacles up, the mud in there as well. This is a huge operation, and I'm not surprised that the company has no money. But not only does it not have any money, they actually do donate a lot of their funds to charities each year.
Well, they shouldn't have, because now they've got no money.
So, yeah, I know, it's a little bit tricky. I feel like maybe they should have, yeah, kept a bit more of the ticket sales. So they needed volunteers on that day too. And I remember I roped my sister and all her friends in to help out for the day. And then they could do the obstacle at the end for free.
But usually they're so long. And it's like, I'm not doing it. Sorry, you want me to go like 18 Ks in mud and obstacles for what? And I'm going to pay for it? For a beer at the end?
Yeah,
you know, you get people who like, yeah, I'm going to film it with a GoPro. I'm like, I will not watch that back.
You can pay me to do your obstacle course.
You couldn't pay me. I'm not doing that.
Oh, you could get paid for it.
I'd feel like I was in police academy, though.
I've never done it, but apparently it's very fun.
Is it?
Apparently.
Well, you know what? I think we should get someone on the air before 8:30.
Yeah, okay, cool.
To convince us why it's so fun.
Sure. If you have been to Miss Muddy and you love Miss Muddy, or maybe you had a ticket to next month's Miss Muddy, call us or let us know, 13, 12, 16, or hit the border on Facebook.
Miss Muddy next month has been cancelled over at Henty.
Yep.
Because the company went bust, now gone into liquidation.
Absolutely.
Just like JetGo.
So if you purchased a ticket to Miss Muddy next month, you won't get your money back, essentially, which sucks.
Now, Julie from Barrandooda has called up. Morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Now, you actually had a ticket next month.
Yeah, my girlfriend, Caroline, and I had bought a ticket, and we wanted to do it for the challenge because it looked, you know, it looked really, really challenging to do, and we're both trying to, you know, do a bit of weight loss, and we've been walking, and, you know, and it looked fun, but also challenging as well, and it's really, really disappointing that they've cancelled it, and more disappointing that they won't do refunds.
I know, that's really horrible, because that's a lot of money if you're just giving it to someone, basically.
And they're saying, thanks.
Absolutely.
Go on, bust now. Now, I just want to know, what is it that's so appealing? Like, I understand the weight loss. I understand the getting fit. But why do you need to go and jump deep into mud like, you know, how pigs like to clean themselves and keep themselves warm or cold because they can't sweat? So, I mean, why? What's so appealing about jumping in this mud?
I think it's because, not purely just jumping in the mud, just the obstacles and the challenge of actually getting through the, I think it was a 5K course.
Yeah. I guess it's one thing to go to the gym and, you know, pump some weights and stuff, but it is different to go challenge yourself on an actual obstacle course.
Yeah, and using different muscles and, just doing different things.
Adrenaline.
I'm just such a little princess. And throughout the whole thing, I'd be like, oh, now I've got to throw away these shoes.
Seamus
like
doesn't want to get dirty.
Oh,
well,
Timmy Nails.
We actually had saved shoes to, you know, specifically for this event. And they sent us singlets. And, you know, they're really cool singlets. And, you know, do we wear them now? We can't really wear them because well, that's like cheating. We haven't really done it.
Well, you won't be getting your money back, so keep those singlets.
Absolutely wear it. Get as much wear out of it as you can. Julie, thanks for calling us.
No worries at all.
All right, let's go.
Harvey Norman has your largest range of laptops on the border for under $499. Alpha Bucks.
The traffic controller, Alf from Albury, joins us on the phone now. Alf, hey, bud.
Hey, y'all, mate.
Good, thanks, mate. Now, are you ready to win $500?
I'm ready to grab that $500.
Yep.
Good man.
I've got faith in you, Alf.
Here are the rules. You've got 10 questions to answer in 30 seconds. Now, today, all of your answers must start with the letter S.
S. Was that S?
S.
S for sexy.
All right.
Now, you cannot use the same answer twice. You can pass. If we've got time, we'll go back to it.
Your time starts after the first question, Alf, which is, name another language.
Spanish.
A direction.
South.
A flower.
Sunflower.
A water animal.
Seal.
Something in your tool shed.
Saw.
An element.
Sodium.
A spice.
A what?
A spice.
Spice. Oh, Jesus.
A music artist.
Seal.
Something you use in cold weather.
Oh,
you're bloody good, though.
I mean, I was right there with you, buddy.
Oh, I could feel you there, bro, yeah.
Oh, man. I was like, come on.
Yes.
That was I, mate.
How's your adrenaline now, Alf?
Oh, mate, it's pumping.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, your heart will be racing as you're controlling traffic today, won't it?
It will, mate. I'll be thinking about how I lost this all morning.
No, you've got another chance in an hour and, you know, a little bit more practice. I think you could get it over the line, Alf.
I think so, mate.
Beautiful. It's all thanks to Harvey Norman Computers, the largest range of computers at the best prices on the border. We'll play again at 8.
There's always a day for things, Riley. There's like a national day for everything.
Yeah.
Slurpee Day, Donut Day.
Cheese Day.
Father's Day.
Mother's Day.
Next. This is a really great day. I'm loving this, and it's your chance to get involved. Just have a look at your pet.
We're getting around it. Seamus, we're always worrying about our size and our weight, and we're always, you know, going to the gym and eating healthy and trying to get our summer bods. Not everyone, mind you. I'm not just generalizing everyone, but we never think about our pets. Oh my God, look at
that fat tiger. What the hell have you got me playing? What is this?
That's a song called Oh My God, Look at That Fat Kitty Cat.
A little fat kitty cat.
Because today is Pet Obesity Awareness Day.
There's a day for everything nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is good. I think so many times we'll overlook the size of our pooches or cats or rats or snakes.
Because sometimes it's selfish because you want to give them the treat and you want to see the pure delight on their face when you give it to them. And you want to make your pet happy, but it can be a hindrance to their weight. My gran always feeds my dog Lulu shortbread biscuits every time we go visit her. And I'm like,
is that good or bad?
Gran, stop giving Lulu. Lulu's a tiny Jack Russell puppy. She's not a puppy. She's a tiny Jack Russell dog. She can't eat 5 shortbread biscuits. That would make me
sick. She does. She loves it.
She loves shortbread.
You know, a dog breed that are quite prone to obesity? Labradors, they just don't stop. They will eat whatever you put in front of them.
Yeah.
So you have to really monitor how much food you give them.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16. Have you got a fat pet? How fat is your pet?
Yeah, we'd love to see a picture too at Hit the Border on Facebook.
Call us now on 13, 12, 16. You look at your dog and you're like, geez, you are a fat piece of crap.
My cat is really fat too, and all she does is eat and sleep, and she's huge. And
what a life cats live.
People walk past our house, right, and the cat will be out the front, Poppy, and they'll say, well, that cat's
fat.
And
cat doesn't do anything.
I get offended.
Why?
Because I'm like, she's not that fat.
She is
She's just a little tubby.
She's not bikini ready for summer, that's
she's
for damn sure.
She's big boned.
13, 12, 16, do you have a fat pet? Do you have a fat pet? It is National Pet Obesity Awareness Day.
Yes, it certainly is. So that's why we're asking, do you have a fat pet? I have my dog, Lulu.
Both your cat and your dog are fat.
Yes. Now, we've got Greg from Corowa. Now, Greg, you actually have a pet that is well within its weight range. It's got a healthy BMI. So, is this a dog or a cat?
It's a little foxy chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
As in, like, it's all foxy and sexy around the house. How do you know that it's a well-fed, fit pooch?
Well, because when we get vet checks, they do checks like that on it, and they say, oh, your dog's perfect.
So how do you actually, because my problem is that I love seeing the delight on little Lulu's face when I give her a snack, and I can't help it. And I know it's
cruel. Well, what you got to do, you got to just think of it as one of your kids, and you say, do I want my kid to be short and fat, or do I want it to be a nice-looking little kid?
Now,
And we just don't overfeed it. It's pretty simple, and she's on good food.
Now, the interesting thing about this is pets, dogs in particular, they actually get embarrassed. So if they go get a haircut and you laugh at them, they get all embarrassed.
That's not true.
That is 100% true. So I wonder if they know, like, if they're fat, if they get self-conscious.
I don't think so. I think that I'd have to see a study on that, Seamus.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Don't you?
I think that comes from the Seamus Encyclopedia of BS.
Yeah,
that's a great set of books. Thanks, mate. Now, there are so many upset women all across the border at the moment, Riley, because Miss Muddy was an event that's going to be held next month over in Henty.
Yep, at the Henty Machinery Field Days showgrounds kind of thing. And essentially people are angry about it and upset about it because they're actually not going to get a refund because the company's gone into liquidation. So there's no money to give out refunds. I've been reading some of the comments on the bottom of our Facebook page on their post. And there's a lot of angry people.
A lot of people angry. They're not getting their money back. Yeah. They're looking forward to this. Now, we do have the managing director of the event, of Miss Muddy, joining us now, Alan Turner. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Now, Alan, I read your statement on Facebook that you posted on the Miss Muddy Facebook page. And I've got to say, when I came in this morning, I was like, oh, that sucks. People are not getting their money back. But when I read your statement, I actually felt really sorry for you because you are bearing the brunt of this and you're accepting all responsibility, which is a lot when it comes to in the corporate world. Not many people would actually do that.
Well, I guess I have to. I'm not hiding from the fact of we've gone into liquidation. I'm not hiding for the fact that, you know, mistakes have been made along the way. But I am being upfront with these ladies that, you know, there was nothing more we could have done to put the events on other than sell tickets. And we didn't sell enough tickets and we ran out of time. And there was only other one option under a business and ASIC Act for us to carry through, and that is to liquidate.
So it's never an easy decision for a company to liquidate. It's literally the last decision. So why did you choose to liquidate?
Well, we had no choice. I mean, if we kept going another day or two, we would have been seen as trained as insolvent, and you can't do that under the law. Mm-hmm. And we wouldn't want to put ourselves in a position to be in that grey area of running a business. And we worked our butts off right up until, you know, the night before we liquidated to find ways of making this event happen. We were talking to the banks, we were talking to loan sharks, we were talking to other partnerships. We were looking at ways of how can we reduce the tickets to sell a heap of tickets, all sorts of things. We spent weeks and weeks. I spent nights awake, you know, wondering how can we do it? How can we not go down this path? But in the end, no matter what we did and which direction we went into, there was only one option for us, and it's the saddest option of all for us to be seen to be doing that. But unfortunately, it's just the way it worked out.
Now, did you know, because you've only had the company recently, the last 3 months, did you kind of know this going into buying the business?
Oh, certainly not. I mean, we've invested a great deal of time. I employed 4 staff to run this for me. You don't go out and employ staff, open offices, do a huge amount of back-end work when it comes to setting up a business, to think that in 90 days' time you're going to close it down. It's just ridiculous. We didn't plan it. We didn't foresee it. But unfortunately, some of the information that was provided to us prior to buying the business was withheld. And once we got that information, it had a bit of a different look. And at that time, we couldn't have done anything more than just drive what we had, get to the point where we thought we could do it. we spoke to everybody in the industry, everybody in the sector. We had staff members that worked for the previous company, and they were all confident that we would be able to sell the tickets. And as it was, we were far, far from it. So,
yeah, well, I mean, the numbers don't lie. You needed 8,000 tickets purchased, and that you were just shy of 3,000, which is isn't even at the halfway point.
And to keep going and to spend money to get tickets back was just loss of profit. I mean, we didn't make any money out of it. Every cent that was provided through the ticket sales that we had was generated into driving the event, was to generate into buying medals and singlets and putting deposits on sites and staff and phones and the whole gamut of how you need to run a business. So, you know, I look at my balance sheet and everything that we got in went straight out to run the business. So, you know, we were confident that we would sell enough tickets, but it just wasn't the case. We were misled in a number of areas, and I guess it was our fault. And I put my hand up and I apologise sincerely to everyone out there that's lost money. And, you know, if I could click the red shoes and the heels and make it all come back, we would, but we just couldn't get to that spot.
Well, mate, listen, I mean, thank you so much for joining us. I mean, my heart does go out to you a little bit because, you know, it sucks when you buy something that you think is going to be so great and turns out to be a lemon. Like, that's never a purchase that you want to make. So it must have been a very hard decision. And I'm sorry you had to make that, mate. I'm sorry you're copping the brunt of a lot of angry customers. But, mate.
Thank you for talking to
us. Yeah, and good luck in the future.
Again, I apologise to the ladies. I'm sincerely sorry.
Thanks so much, buddy. I mean, Miss Muddy's being cancelled next month over in Henty.
Yeah.
And so many people are upset because 3,400 women bought tickets.
Yeah.
And they won't be refunded because we were just talking to Alan Turner, the managing director, gone into liquidation. I was just talking him through the whole song. Look, my heart really goes out for him. He completely has been done over by the people he bought it off.
Well, yeah, and I've been reading all morning on Facebook. The Border Mail posted their article on the cancellation of Miss Muddy. There are 400 comments on there at the moment. So, short, we just talked to Alan on the phone. So now's the time that we talk to you. 13, 12, 16. Did you purchase a Miss Muddy ticket? Would you like to
get up on the air and tell us, did you get your ticket? And now, after hearing Alan, you know, you're not so angry.
You're a bit more sympathetic. We'd love to hear from you, 13 12 16.
Call us right now, 13 12 16. Take your calls next on Hit. Riley, we just chatted to Alan Turner, the managing director of Miss Muddy, that's been cancelled next month over in Henty.
Yep.
We want to know, 13 12 16, did you buy tickets? Are you upset? Did you hear our chat? Do you accept his apology?
Absolutely. 13, 12, 16 is our number.
Bianca from Wodonga. Now, you actually spent more than just tickets on this event, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I bought a fair bit of merchandise as well.
Oh, so you won't get refunded for the merchandise either?
No, nothing at all.
So it wasn't just you, your future sister-in-law. You know, there were a couple of you. You were planning it for after the birth of your child.
Yes, so I had my daughter in February and I had bought the tickets shortly after that for the November event. Mm-hmm. And my sister-in-law put in leave. She doesn't get a lot of leave. She organised another friend of hers to put in some leave from Sydney also, and we'd all planned to travel to Henty together and check out the field days and, yeah.
So given that we just talked to Alan Turner on the air, and if you missed that chat, you can listen to it now on our catch-up. Bianca, do you accept his apology? Do you accept the fact that he's taking full responsibility and all he's got to say is, I'm sorry?
Yeah, look, as a human being, I definitely accept his apology. But as a businessman and the provider of a service to a lot of people, I'm very perplexed and I don't believe that I'm sorry is enough because I walk away with empty pockets and no mud on my face, essentially.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's difficult for me to just swallow it.
Absolutely. That's fair enough, Bianca.
Thank you, Bianca.
All right. 13, 12, 16. You're live on the air. Good morning. Who's this? Good morning. You're live on the air. Hello.
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 So did you, you bought tickets to Miss Muddy?
Yes, I did, back in February when it was pre-sale.
Now, did you hear our chat with Alan?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
So he's basically come out and said that he's sorry. No one wants to liquidate a company. And, you know, he bought a bit of a lemon. He's going to be going through some legal issues with him and the previous owner. Now, there's just all of the ticket sales, you know, went to funding it. There was no profits made. And he's sorry. So do you, as a customer... Do you accept the apology?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Well, like you said, like I purchased it back in March.
Yeah.
So, and it's a non-profit, you know, charity, etc. So where did the money go? Obviously, nothing's been done to the event. I know the Brisbane one also got put off to 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So it just seems like he's got all these funds and no events have been able to go ahead.
Yeah, so your question is, where's the money gone? The tickets, obviously, not enough has been purchased, but where have the ticket purchases gone?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think, you know, I think the answers will come because there is still legal debate happening. There's still a lot of legal ongoings between lawyers, the previous owner. Look, more news to follow. So, I mean, watch this space.
We'll keep you updated.
Cool, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Huge news, Riley, for the Bhutanese conjoined twins, Neema and Dawa. Now, they arrived in Australia a little while ago to get this amazing surgery. The whole world rallied together to raise money to get their mother, Bumchu, and Neema and Dawa here in Australia to get this surgery, the conjoined twins. Now, huge complications.
Yeah, they're joined at the stomach and the chest area, is that right?
And they're sharing organs.
Oh, God.
Which means it's high risk.
Yep.
They're going to have to open up organs, and there was a high chance of only one surviving, which is quite sad. Now, it's happening Friday. The surgery is going on Friday. There are two. This is so impressive. There are two teams of surgeons going to be in separate operating theatres. So what will happen is when the twins are initially separated, they'll be split into two different rooms and then operated individually because they need to, you know, essentially put together the organs and make it work as fast as possible.
Yeah.
So this is a major operation. Now, it sounds, as soon as you hear this organs, you know, splitting conjoined twins.
Absolutely.
It's so complicated and you think, oh my gosh, the body is so complex. Like, this is going to be difficult. Now, I do like the update in layman's terms that the head of the Royal Children's Hospital Paediatric Surgery has said.
Okay.
Is, look, basically, right, in simple terms, the plumbing certainly looks favourable to us. We feel it gives us the opportunity to separate the twins and preserve liver function for both girls.
Good.
Which is great news.
They're just going to get in, bang on some pipes, and make sure everything's working.
Yeah, charge through the roof. Typical plumber behaviour. But Bumchu, the mother, has said the care here is much more involved than compared to ours in Bhutan, and everything is here.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have state-of-the-art equipment, surgeons, everything.
This is great.
I know. I'm really excited. Please keep us up to date on Friday.
Friday it happens. It might have to be over the weekend and on Monday.
Oh, God. Well, you'll have to come in and work and broadcast what's happening.
Watch this space. We are following the sisters' journey, the Bhutanese conjoined twins. Happens on Friday. It's Riley Rose and Seamus on Hit 104.9. Do it, sisters.
Want more Riley Rose and Seamus?
Catch up now at hit.com.au
or weekdays from 6 on the Borders Hit 104.9.